Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abube. A juror speaking exclusively to ABC News after the conviction of disbarred attorney Alec Murdoch in South Carolina for the murder of his wife and son. Craig Moyer telling ABC's Eva Pilgrim most of the jury felt Murdoch was guilty right off the bat.
It was two not guilty, one not sure, and nine guilty.
What was your vote?
Guilty.
From the start?
Yes.
Suspected tornadoes in Louisiana and Texas, toppling trees and damaging property.
Of course, my grandbabies were crying. They're four and five.
Shirley Carden says she just got her grandchildren home from school when the roaring started. This is ABC News. President Biden this morning will award the Medal of Honor to retired Army Colonel Paris Davis. He was an African-American who fought in Vietnam. He's being recognized for his accomplishments on the battlefield.
You feel pleased that you served your country in the way that you thought you would serve your country. America becomes profoundly your flag that you carry around.
Davis was 26 years old and a captain when he and his team held off the enemy for 18 hours. Today's honor, long overdue. Davis was told the U.S. Army lost his paperwork twice. Congress is zeroing in on George Santos, the House Republican, now the subject of an ethics investigation into lies about his background and his finances. A separate subcommittee formed because of the sheer number of allegations. Santos says he will cooperate with the investigation. Today is the global day of unplugging, challenging you to turn off your phone and go screen-free for 24 hours. The idea? To stress the importance of taking a break from all our digital devices. Faith Abube, ABC News.
Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Here on Civic Media and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Hearings are underway on the 2023 Farm Bill. A Senate hearing on Wednesday focused on preserving wildlife and climate. More from Eric Tigadoff.
According to defenders of wildlife, more than 70% of species listed under the Endangered Species Act rely on private lands. More than 40% of private land in the lower 48 states is managed for agriculture. The group's senior analyst for private lands, Mary Fafko, says the bill is an opportunity to combat the linked issues of biodiversity loss and climate change.
Farmers, ranchers, and producers play a critical role in conserving our nation's wildlife. With so many of our nation's imperiled species occurring on private lands, depending on private lands, they depend on this farm bill.
Fafko says defenders of wildlife's recommendations for the Farm Bill include incentivizing projects with co-benefits for climate and wildlife and providing national-level funding for all working lands for wildlife initiatives. Christine Ackland is the Northern Rockies senior attorney for the Center for Biological Diversity. She says the last Farm Bill also included exclusions for some timber sales from analyses on their environmental impact. She says taking away this exclusion would help protect diverse habitats.
That allows the public to be involved in that process to ensure that these projects aren't completely irreparably damaging important ecosystems across the country.
The current Farm Bill from 2018 expires on September 30th. I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a 6-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Rick Smith Show. where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Earl Ingram.
Mandela Barnes.
Yeah, the stories that I talked about, stories I share, my own personal experience, was not much different from the experience from a lot of other people across the state. People generally want to be able to, you know, exist together in harmony.
Working hard every day to inform, enlighten, and bring our community together. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Get the dust out your eyes. It's Monday morning. Me and Earl are going to take you into the workplace, to the radio. Wherever you going, me and Earl got you for the next hour. Earl Ingram.
Yes, sir.
Spit them vibes for these beautiful people for us.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's the Grave Digger Under the Helmet. And you know, Gilbert, I want to, before we get started, last weekend we had a call from a gentleman that you know and I know and we respect dearly, former Milwaukee Brewer Larry Heisel. You remember him?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
So he called in, man, because we were talking about, baseball season is coming. And you know Larry being the nicest man you've ever met. I think he thought we were kind of, you know, coming down hard on, you know, his profession.
This in baseball?
Yeah. You know, I was talking about
Larry, What Larry say? He probably listened to the show, so be nice.
Yeah, he probably. Well, I'm always gonna be nice to Larry Heisel, man. Larry Heisel is one of the nicest men I've ever met in my life, and that's probably him calling now. But he listens to the show. He listens to the show as always. And
Mr. Larry,
yeah,
whatever I said, I'm sorry, because I am so sorry.
Well,
I just can't get it.
Well, he's on the line now. You're gonna get a chance.
Oh Lord, yeah. Jesus.
and I don't think either one of us, man. I remember you saying, man, that the energy at the baseball games. It's real nice. You like that and all those things. And I remember saying, every time I go to the game, it's a 1-0 game. And I'd rather see 14-13. I don't think we said a whole lot. But anyway,
go ahead and bring him in.
Without any further ado, you know, Milwaukee Brewer Hall of Famer and one of the greatest human beings that I know, none other than Mr. Larry Heisel. Of the Milwaukee Brewers. Hey, Mr. Heisel, how you doing, sir?
Man, I'm doing well. Now, first, I owe you both an apology. I was going to joke with you last week. I was listening in, and you were talking about football and baseball and how football is by far the most popular sport. Man, I agree 100%. Baseball, when I first began, I was really pleased in the 60s. It was known as America's pastime. It was true. Blacks, Hispanics, everyone watched baseball. The reason being, baseball had more African-Americans participating in the other sport, and people loved it. Our game today, man, my teammates that I played with, we don't watch baseball anymore. I'm embarrassed to say it. We don't watch it. I see where the company that televises the Brewer games will be going bankrupt this summer. They're making changes, but I think they're a little bit late. And the biggest change is they need the right type players. So, man, I agree 100%. Football is by far. I'd rather watch an exhibition football game than many league games in baseball.
Wow, man. Mr. Heisel, that is earth-shattering to me coming from a man like you who loved the game and played it so hard. And to say that, I think anybody who's involved in baseball at an owner or managerial level, to hear that from Larry Heisel speaks volumes, and they really should pay close attention to what it is you had to say. Gilbert, do you want to say what?
Mr. Heisel, first of all, it's an honor to talk to you. Second of all, it was all Earl talking that crazy stuff.
Sail me down the river.
It was all Earl now. But I tell you this, Mr. Larry. You guys are America's pastime. You know, it's a lot of people love baseball. And we sent playing football. Me and Earl was talking about this drill that we used to have that they outlawed. That drill sent y'all a lot of players.
Yeah, call it Nutcracker.
That drill sent y'all a lot of players. Oh. But then again, man, it's beautiful that sports, I don't care if it's football, basketball, baseball, whatever, it takes your mind off the crazy stuff. It takes your mind off of everything. You know, I would rather watch baseball than all this mess that's going on in the world today. So thank God for you and your profession. Thank God for me and my profession, because sometimes it saves lives, brother.
Well, you left out me and my profession, Gilbert.
Earl, ain't nobody talking. I already sold you down.
you know, Mr. Heisel, you talked about the 60s, and that's when I was watching a lot of baseball. Orlando Cepeda, Felipe, the Lou brothers, you know, Hank Aaron, Tommy Aaron, Juan Marichal, Vida Blue. I mean, there were so many American, black American baseball players. When I was a kid, we all had our baseball gloves, and we played strikeout, and we did that because we saw people who looked like us in the games. And you're right. There was, you know, black players pretty much in baseball. What happened?
Earl, and to me, that's the reason why the game has suffered so much. Black players, black young athletes, they don't play baseball anymore. My passion, even to this day, I'm 75, it's still mentoring disadvantaged youth.
Right.
You know, man, some of my greatest joys, and I'll get off the subject for one second, has come from this mentoring. I told my wife, it was just before the pandemic, I got a call from a young man. He was 21 years old, and he said, Mr. Heisel, I need you to come to my apartment. It was about 2 in the afternoon. I said, well, I can't make it now. Can I be there in about an hour? He said, certainly. I went there. He had his girlfriend there. he said, "Mr. Heisel, I just proposed," and the young girl said yes. And he said, "Mr. Heisel, I remember when we met, and I remember it as well. He was 10 years old in a group home, and I was focusing on group homes at that time. And he said, "Mr. Heisel, when we met, you told me that you would come to my athletic events, you would attend those, my school projects." He said, "Mr. Heisel, you did." But then he said, "Mr. Heisel, you also told me," and I remember this, he said, "if I work real hard, I'll even come to your wedding." And he said, "Mr. Heisel, I remember that." And he said, "Would you please come to my wedding and be my best man?" Man, I was 72 years old at the time. You know, he has family here, but I kept up with him. You know, he got in trouble sometimes in the detention center with my work. I know all the people down there, so they let me go down there. Arrested a couple of times, I would always go visit him. And there's nothing I've ever done that pleases me more. Now I apologize for getting off the subject, but baseball enabled me to do all those things, and I'm indebted to it forever. With my young men, another thing off the subject a little bit, Mr. Brown was talking about the love of sports and how important they are. I make the young men participate in one curricular activity. Normally it's athletics. And my goal is to get them so focused on athletics that everything else is secondary. If your buddies say, "Hey man, let's go to a party Friday night." Man, I'd like to, but I've got to rest. I've got practice early Saturday morning. If your buddies are doing something that maybe might get you in a little trouble, you tell yourself, "I can't do it because I've got to participate in an activity that brings me and my family."
So, Mr. Heisel, you sound like Gilbert Brown. Gilbert, Gilbert, you football and what you've been able to do with your profession and impact at children, you and Larry, you're on the same page.
That's the thing when you say, Earl, some people are cut from the same cloth, no matter what right. their age are. Some people are just cut. So you see, me and we cut from the same cloth. You on the other hand, you cut from a different cloth than we are. But we still love you. Yeah. We still love you.
Hey, the difference is, I wasn't able to use athletics, although I have used athletics.
You use your brain, Earl.
Yeah.
Brain.
Hey, what do you think?
You ain't got the brawn at all, but you got the brain.
Hey, man. Hey, let's do this. We've got to go to a break. Hey, Gilbert, you want Larry to hang on for a minute?
Absolutely.
All right, Mr. Heisel, can you hang on a minute till we go to break?
I would be honored.
All right. Listen, I'm in cloud nine this morning under the helmet with the Gravedigger, because not only do we have the Gravedigger himself, but we've got a legendary, baseball player. And he's more than that. I'm telling you, he is as good a man.
He's a legendary human being.
No, that's exactly what he is. None other than Mr. Larry Heisel. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, under the helmet with the Gravedigger and Larry Heisel. We'll be right back.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing. Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station. We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis.
every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
Get fresh hair and do the beat by. Get fresh hair and do the beat by. Get fresh hair and do the beat by. Get fresh
hair and do the beat by. Get fresh hair and do the beat by. Get fresh hair and do the beat by. Come on. Get fresh hair and do the beat by. Come on, hey! Midnight, hot wax chips on your back. Dom P. Let it breathe.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show, and we are
Earl, y'all brought out Big Heavy. Oh Lord.
And we are honored to have as a surprise guest none other than, you know, Brewer Hall of Famer Larry Heisel. You know, who do we have on the line, Calvin? So while we're doing that, both of you guys, man, the impact that you've had on children is what I'll always remember. And, you know, no one with all of your successes that you've had in athletics, and Gilbert, man, you've probably outweighed that with the impact you've had on children. Why?
You know what, man? It's kind of like which people don't understand. I don't care how great you think you are or how good you thought you was. We are all fans of something. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Let's take this for instance. I went to a Bellator, which is an MMA fighting match. Right. You know what I'm saying? I am sitting next to one of my great friends, Ozzie Smith, on the left.
Yeah.
On the right was Marcus Allen.
Wow.
And I said, OMG, excuse me, sir, can you take a picture of this? Because I need to have this in my archives.
Right.
Because I'm a fan of everything, but then again, it spills over when you treat a fan like they want. Even though and Mr. Larry can probably contest this, we have our bad days too. And I always say, never judge a book by first time medium, because we could have had a bad day too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's all a big circle. But at the end of the day, if you love people, people love you.
You know, Mr. Heisel, you say what?
Earl, you know, my reason for doing what I do, you know, my wife of 53 years explains it best. She said, Larry, you were not born to play Major League Baseball. You were born to help children suffering. Wow. Because you know their plight better than anyone. Earl, no truer words have ever been spoken, and that's the reason I help kids. I hated life when I was 10 years old, more than any kid probably ever born. And I tell kids, I went from hating life more than you could ever imagine to a point now where I'm the happiest man you'll ever meet. And Earl, I don't want kids to suffer the way I did. I know that with help, things can get better. By the age of 10, one young man got a call from his mother. She said, Mr. Heisel, if you're not here in 10 minutes, I'm calling the police. He punched a hole in my wall, and he's screaming at me. Oftentimes, the mother would exaggerate to get me there. I said, ma'am, I'll be right there. Went to his home, and sure enough, he did punch a hole in the wall. And he was as angry as any young man I've ever seen. And I went over to him. He said, you know, don't touch me. In a real evil tone, he said, listen, you come over here all the time. You take me out to dinner. You'll buy me things. But he said, you don't know a thing about my life. You couldn't live in my shoes for 1 hour. I don't have a father here. Look where I live. He said, you couldn't live in this way for a second. And he just kept on and on. And I just waited until he finished. I said, young man, when he finished, you know, have a seat. So much. And I'll never forget what I told him. I said, I've never said life is easy. But I said, young man, there are millions of young men your age that would trade places with you at the drop of a hat. And I said, you know who'd be first in line? I said, me. I said, you have 1,000 times more than I had. I said, young man, when I was 6, I lost my father. When I was 10, I lost my mother. Had no brothers, had no sisters, poor as poor could be, never went on a vacation, never been to a family reunion. I tell kids, if I were offered $1 million to define family union based on experience, I couldn't do it. And I told him, I said, my life was miserable. But I said, young man, I knew that there could be better for me. And the event that hurt me the most, the loss of my mother, made me who I am today. So, Earl, that's the reason. I just don't want kids to suffer needlessly the way I did.
So, Larry, and Gilbert, we've got callers on the line who are lined up to talk with you guys.
Let's get them. Let's get them.
Okay. Well, we've got to go to a break. And when we come back, we'll bring.
Boy, we sure love breaks around here.
Well, it pay the bills, man. Not unless you're willing to finance, you know.
Oh, no,
then we have to pay a few bills. Listen, I'm honored beyond words. This is Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger this Monday morning, and we are joined by legendary Larry Heisel, Hall of Fame Milwaukee Brewer. We'll come to the phone lines right after the break. Hang on, guys. 844-967-2789. And you know, Gilbert, you and I had something else lined up to talk about, right?
Joe, yeah, we can probably still hit it.
Yeah,
with
we
Mr.
can.
Larry.
We'll be right back.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. No mercy today from the judge who sentenced Alec Murdaugh for the murders of his wife and son. Judge Clifton Newman giving Murdaugh 2 consecutive life sentences and then bringing up his own words.
Remind me of the expression you gave on the witness stand. Was it? Tangled.
Tangled web, we weave.
What tangled web we weave. What did you mean by that?
It meant when I lied, I continued to lie.
And the question is, when will it end?
Judge saying he believes Murdoch lied at his very sentencing when he doubled down that he had nothing to do with the murders.
I'm innocent. I would never hurt my wife, Maggie, and I would never hurt my son, Pawpaw.
Murdoch was led away in handcuffs in a prison jumpsuit to serve what the judge described as the rest of his natural life in prison. This is ABC News.
Ha-ha. Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute.
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast.
And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind a Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind a Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Yeah, heavy diggy, water bed, yeah, big bug, no fluff,
ride,
don't be afraid.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show.
We jamming today.
You know, Gilbert, you know, and for those who are just joining us, we've got legendary Brewer Hall of Famer Larry Heisel on the line. But, Gilbert, we got just what you want. The phone lines are jammed. Let's go to David from Mequon.
Damn it up!
Hey, David, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for waiting. Thank you for the call. You say what, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. Really quick, I got a comment and a couple questions. So my first question is this. Well, actually, I'll make the first comment. Mr. Heisel, when I was a little munchkin, a little guy, I actually had some Topps baseball cards. And you're at County Stadium, and I had both their Twins and the Brewers card because I was happy when you came over to the Brewers. So you gracefully, you signed them. And I was a huge fan. You had that big year with Milwaukee. And you're one of the reasons why I actually followed the Brewers back in those days. And then, of course, you know, when when the early 80s came around, the Brewers were just, I was really hoping for a World Series, but unfortunately it didn't happen. But I just wanted to make that quick comment.
Okay, quickly, Dave.
And the second thing is, of the teams that you played with, which team did you like playing with the most and why? And then the Gray Diver, did you bring this weather to the show today for Monday?
Hey, Earl, I told you to screen your calls, man.
Hey, these are your calls, Big G. Mr. Heiser, you want to respond quickly?
Oh, yes. Well,
thank you, David.
Thank you so much for those compliments. I loved here playing for the Brewers. All three teams were great. I began with the Phillies, then with the Minnesota, and then came to Milwaukee. With the Phillies, when I began, one of my all-time favorites, not so much with media and specifically with ownership, Dick Allen. Every day I came to the ballpark, it was a thrill to be with him. Hit the ball harder than any human being I've ever seen and was just a fabulous athlete. The Twins, we had three of the best hitters, Oliva,
Carew,
on the team. And then I come to Milwaukee, and my goodness, I have to say, as a group, I never liked any team more than the Brewers. I mean, everybody was on that same page. We wanted to be the absolute best we can be, and we tried to do everything to win.
Robin Yount,
so,
Paul Molitor,
I know I didn't answer
those
the
guys.
Question.
Yeah.
Yes. Many of which I still in contact with today.
Thank you very much for the call, David. Let's go to Al from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning, Al. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning, gentlemen. I want to say that Mr. Heisel, everything he said about his background and his mentoring, he passed on to his son. I worked with his son at New Concept Self Development Center. Outstanding young man. And Gilbert, every day you see your mother, you thank her that she wouldn't let you out that fence, because on the other side of the fence was the Shakers. I was one of the Shakers.
You know,
I'm 3 years old.
How you know
I'm 3 years older
how
than
you know about, hey, how you know about mama didn't let us out the fence? How you know about that?
He's from Detroit. He's from Detroit.
She wouldn't let you out that yard because she knew we were on the other side.
Hey, my man, thank you for saying that. I love my mama. And we didn't figure it out then, but we figured out now what she was trying to do.
So, you tell her that she blessed you. And you're
yes,
an outstanding ball player, man. I loved it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
So,
thank you, sir.
So who were the Shakers that he talking about?
Who, man, half a man around now. Half a man around now. That's why they mama should have did the same thing my mama did. Get your butt inside that gate.
Yeah. We all had some Shakers, man. Bill from O'Connor, Milwaukee. Hey, Bill, thank you for waiting. Thank you very much for the call. What do you say?
Well, first of all, good morning to you, Earl. And to Gilbert, you got to tell me what kind of coffee you're drinking, because I got to start drinking your coffee. And to Larry knows me. And Larry knows me only too well. He helped my grandson, Colin. He knows my grandkids. He is such an inspiration to our family. I can't tell you or thank him enough for what Larry Heisel has done for me. And in closing, I would like to say this. My grandson, one time before he met Larry, he looked him up on the internet, and my grandson called me, and he says, "Pops, you got to look at this. They're calling Larry Heisel the greatest man that ever walked the face of the earth." Larry, you truly are. Thank you so much. I'm glad I can say this on the air while you're here to hear it, Larry. Thank you.
Hey, Bill, great in the sentiments I concur with. Mr. Heisel.
Oh, and I want to thank Bill as well. It's been a pleasure knowing him. And you know, I'm embarrassed. I called to say hello, and to express how much I love the show. I still work for the Brewers. So last Friday, I was at a school. I'm having some problems with my shoulder and some health issues. So when I'm not working, I'm in bed. Luckily, I woke up this morning early enough to listen to your show, but I'm your biggest fan. When I'm in the car, I'm listening all the time. I try to listen when I'm at home. I didn't mean to, you know, interrupt your show, because it's 1,000 times better without me being on there. So if you'd like, I certainly could hang up, and I'll be a listener as well, because you men do an outstanding job.
Well, Mr. Larry, we're going to keep you to the next break, if you don't mind, because we love you, and I don't know if you're paying all these people to call and say all these good things about you. But I believe it's true, sir. So God bless you and thank you for everything that you do.
You know, Gilbert and Larry, you guys, Gilbert, you said you knew at a young age, you made a commitment to your mom that you were going to be this success, and that you would do these things for her. And so, you know, to be able to have accomplished those things, people don't know the sacrifice that goes into becoming a professional athlete. Talk a little bit about that, man.
Don't be afraid of success, man. You got to be able to do whatever you got to do to be successful. I don't care what profession you're going into. If your mind is made up to do it, then baby, let's do it. But like I say, it's going to be stumbles along the way. You got to be man enough to push them, jump them, do whatever you got to do, because I made a promise and I'm going to keep that promise, period. Hell, high water, whatever. I'm going to keep that promise, because I know at the end of the tunnel, that's going to be life for everybody.
You know, Gilbert, and I know your commitment to these children, and
absolutely,
and you're still a pretty young guy, man. So there'll be people.
Yeah, I don't look as old as you, Earl.
Well, you know what they say. You know, you have to get there. You know.
Oh yeah, I gotta get there. Be lucky God enough. Bless both y'all.
Yeah, you gotta be lucky enough. Yeah, to get there. And you know, Larry, the reason I just said that to Gilbert is because you've been around long enough to see those children that you impacted become adults, become men. And Gilbert's going to be seeing that same thing. There'll be men who'll be saying the same thing when Gilbert has gray hair like yours and mine. But it's all worth it in the end, right?
Oh, no question. Earl, I was at a barber shop, and gentleman came up to me and said, Mr. Heisel, do you remember me? And I said, young man, I have to apologize. I don't. He said, you came to the prison that I was in and talked to the group, but then you talked to me. And he said, I'm out doing great. And there were two boys there, his sons, that brought the biggest smile to me. And I went to their schools, and they're just wonderful kids. So, Gilbert, again, those are some of the joys that you'll be experiencing. Young men growing up, having children, and their children thanking you for doing such a great job with their father.
Hey, Mr. Heisel, do me a favor and leave your phone number with Calvin, and you and I will get in touch. I'll be in touch with you shortly.
I'd be honored.
All right, thank you. Men, thank you.
I want to thank both of you. It's been a joy and an honor for me, believe me.
Thank you. Thank you from the depths of our heart. Gilbert, you want to say something?
Yes, sir.
Something?
Thank you. All right, sir. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. And I hope to run into you at a barbershop somewhere down there.
Okay.
At least me and you, Mr. Larry, still go to the barbershop. Earl on the other hand.
All right, man. Listen, man, thank you very much, Mr. Heisel. I'll be in touch. So, Gilbert, man, let me ask you something, man.
Yes, sir.
So Aaron Rodgers has come back out of hibernation.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay. You just had to go. We went from great conversation to going about this fool going to a dark house or somewhere.
Okay. So listen, man, he's come back out of hibernation. And it looks like he wants to stay with the Packers.
He better.
What are your thoughts?
All the mess aside, I'm telling everybody, we need this guy back. Like him or don't like him, we need this guy back. Well, because he's one hell of a football player, and there's nobody that can do the things he can do. Let's put his arrogance or whatever people think he got aside, and let's talk about football. Well, he's the best quarterback out there.
The things that he used to be able to do. You're saying the things that he can still do.
He's still the best quarterback out there. Everybody When I say that, I'm saying that Mahomes got to stay with his team. He's there forever. Jalen Hurts got to stay with his team. He's there forever. He is the best available quarterback out there right now, bar none. We do not want to give him away.
Hey, Gilbert, $58 million.
Earl.
Is he worth that?
Earl, listen. Them young receivers were coming along at the end of the season. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, when they get back out there this September and they're all on the same page, watch out. They was not that way at the beginning of last season. If they come out like they were, I'm putting it out there now. If they come out like they was playing at the end of the season, Aaron Rodgers is going to have another MVP season.
Oh, come on, man.
I guarantee.
Look, Gilbert, man, I respect you and all that.
Earl, you stick to baseball.
Hey, man, I respect you and all of that. But, man, almost 40 years old, one of the things that made Aaron Rodgers so valuable is he could move around. He ain't running like that no more.
No. He ain't. Aaron Rodgers ain't never move around. He ain't going to run that ball. He going to throw it. Give him the tools to fight, and we're going to have the best quarterback around. Listen to what I'm saying. Give him the tools to fight.
How can you give him the tools to fight when he makes up almost one quarter of the entire budget?
Hey, man, you got to – it's like when the Lord give you five cars and you got to play. That's what they got to do. They got to play them cars they got. And if they did what they did at the end of the season to what they're doing now, we still going to have one hell of a team because we got the defensive guys coming back. They're going to get the draft guys in here, and we got to make a run.
So you know what you are? You're what they call a homer. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789.
I'm a homer. There ain't nobody whooping me.
The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but is issuing this voter information guide for the April 4th state Supreme Court election so voters can make an informed decision.
The state Supreme Court may rule on Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban. So where do the candidates land on abortion rights? Candidate Dan Kelly made his position clear when he repeatedly compared abortion to taking a life. He even worked for a group trying to ban all abortions here in Wisconsin. And candidate Dan Kelly has been endorsed by the three largest anti-abortion groups in Wisconsin. And what is candidate Janet Protasiewicz's position? She said women should have the right to decide for themselves.
I value a woman's freedom to make her own reproductive health care decisions.
With access to abortion on the line, know where the state Supreme Court candidates land. The record is clear. Dan Kelly opposes abortion rights. Janet Protasiewicz supports abortion rights.
Paid for by American Civil Liberties Union Incorporated.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom. Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
As far as, you know, the beats and, you know, that, it's not quite.
Earl, get to your question, please.
Right, well, let's do this.
Get to your question, welcome, please.
Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. And 844-967-2789. Gilbert, I wanted to ask you.
Hey, Earl, you know what?
What's that?
We ain't get to nothing we were saying we was going to talk about today.
Well, listen, you know, radio things
change. Hey, but you know what? You know what? It's still a great show.
Hey, man, listen, anytime I get a chance to hang out with you, man, it's always going to be a great show. $216 million salary cap for the football teams. And I was asking you and talking to you as I was reading about Aaron Jones. And they said he gave up $5 million to remain with the Packers.
You know what? Before you finish your question, let me tell you. I just went on a cruise, a Packer cruise. And guess who I spent all my time with?
Who?
Aaron Jones. I'm going to tell you, that is one of the nicest kids. Very respectful. Everything out of his mouth is yes, sir, no, sir. I don't care how much money that kid make, he'll never change. He is one salt of the earth dude. And I'm glad to been able to spend 5 or 6 days with him, because he's one hell of a kid.
Yeah, and a hell of a football player.
Yes, you know, he is. I took a picture with him, me, and Amon Green, the Packers' all-time leading rusher.
Wait. Amon Green is the Packers' all-time leading rusher.
That's why I told you, Earl, stick to baseball. Stick to baseball.
Man, I didn't know that.
And the comparison between their body types is like night and day. Amon Green looked like a Sherman tank.
Right.
Aaron Jones looked like a fast Ferrari. It's like night and day, but they still two hell of a football player.
So, man, I mean, that's so this whole thing with being able to, as the journal said, he took a $5 million pay cut. You said that ain't so.
I'm going to say this. They restructured his deal. And he, being the guy that he is, he restructured the deal because he wants to help the team.
Yes.
Win. So in order to free up some money, he restructured his deal. Some guys do that. That's just like, I never left Green Bay. I had opportunities to leave Green Bay. Other teams was calling me to go there. I took less money to stay in Green Bay because the grass, I love to say this, is not always greener on the other side. And we got the best fans in the world, and they're all over the world. When we went and played in Tokyo, for an American Bowl, back when they was doing American Bowls, we had so many Packer fans in there, they thought I was Godzilla. So it's not, we got the best fans. Why would you leave it?
Well, for money. You know, I mean, it's not unusual.
But he just proved it. Earl, he just proved it. Money ain't always everything.
Yeah, well,
I proved it. Money ain't always everything. You know, if you love a place, you got to make sacrifices to stay in that place. So because this is a business.
So I was watching the defensive tackle, Smith. He also restructured his deal, and the defensive back that they have restructured his deal. It opened up now money that they can sign other players. Is that the reason they do that?
Yeah, absolutely, because they know what they got. And let's put all aside all these beat writers and all these people that think they know football, but they never put their hand in the dirt. Earl.
I did. I played high school football.
And that's when they had the leather helmets. Right there. Now, you got to understand, man, they know they got a winning team. They just need a couple more players. And these guys, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers want to restructure his deal or not, but these guys are restructuring their deal because they believe in the Green Bay Packers. And they believe we got a chance if we just get a couple more players, just like I do. Just like I said, watch my man going to be MVP next year.
Well, you know, Aaron Rodgers, what I read the other day, basically realizes that there's got to be some changes to the structure of his contract if he's going to remain in Green Bay. So, yeah, he's kind of bought into that too, but it's a whole lot easier to restructure a contract for $60 million, you know, because he's going to get the money.
Errol, let's not talking about money, man, because I see this is a money-driven conversation that we're not talking about. And we're not talking about the love of the game. Maybe some guys got more love of the game than others. That's why they want to restructure their deal. Because half of them got to understand, if they don't restructure their deal, you're gone.
So Gilbert, can there be anybody playing pro football? I mean, all of them have to love the game, man. You can't just, can't just be about money.
No, Earl, all of them, some of them are just collecting checks, man.
So some of them are just collecting checks. So you're saying at some point in time, because before they started making money in the checks, they had to have love for the game. And you're saying can lose that.
You can lose that, man, because like I say, some guys, if they get hurt, if they break a nail, they're going to sit down for 3 weeks. That's not the love of the game. I tore my bicep off the bone in preseason and played the whole season because I loved the game. I knew my teammates needed me. That's the love of the game.
You know, man, it's unfortunate that we've reached the end of
That's because you talked show. Too long, Earl.
End of the show for this week, man. But listen, man, it's always an honor, Gilbert. You know, man.
I love you, Earl. I love you, Earl.
Love you too, man. To chop it up with you as well as the listening audience.
Calvin, I love you too because you get us all the good stuff, man.
Right. We'll be back, Gilbert, next Monday under the helmet with the Gravedigger.
We're gonna be number one. Everybody start listening. We're gonna be number one. We're taking down the number one jump.
All right, gotta go under the helmet with the Gravedigger. We'll see you next week, Gilbert. Gotta go to a break. 844-967-2789. See you later, brother. We'll be right back.
When it's raining cats and dogs, your business can rain profits. Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the cat's meow.
you've got questions about navigating the healthcare system, Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic.